It's come almost to the time where we do our last song. I guess we don't have to do another song if you really have that reaction. Well, I know your brain size, it sounds like you said. We can't understand you.
If you just write down your hiccups and then give them to security, and they'll bring them around the back and we'll just...
Rock and roll. Tell them the muffin story again, Brett.
I can think of one more anecdote, for those of you that are demanding more rock and roll anecdotes. We had this one night after a show where we had a fan made their way backstage. Kind of a, you know, if when you're in a band, you have fans and groupies, sort of groupies.
I don't think we should tell this story.
I'm talking about the one when she came backstage and...
That was my reaction when he said that. We can't tell that story. It's a very disturbing story because the...
I know, but she asked us to do that. It's not our idea.
In a way, that's what makes it difficult for me because I wasn't comfortable with it. I just did it because she'd bought a couple of tote bags. And I really regret it.
I think we come off... I know, fine in the story, it's not us though. Yeah.
You enjoyed parts of it, and I even had a good time at one point, but when it got to the part where I found myself it's not a proud moment.
You're right. Just because she, is a big fan doesn't mean that we should.
Don't tell that one. We'll do another song.
But this is our last song. It's when we say it's our last song, we actually mean it's the song before we go off and then we come back on again and do some more song.
This is our last song.
Make sure Nigel knows that.
Nigel, it's not our last song. We'll come back.
It's a kind of a rock and roll thing. Bands do it, but orchestras don't.
Don't do it. They just stand there for about 5 to 10 minutes.
This song is about being on the road touring, and we get to know you. And then tomorrow night, we hit the road and we're back here actually.
You don't decide when you go back on the road. The road decides when you get back onto it.
Yeah. We spend the night with you and we get this wonderful relationship with you. You've been a great audience tonight. But then, the next gig, this connection that we have is, we just forget it completely.
Yeah. We'll never forget.
Well, we will, but just not...
We will forget, yeah. But for a limited time, we will never forget you guys. Row B, remember you guys. Yeah. Row V up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love you guys. You, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't. I mean, there's so many letters, aren't there? We can't do it.
We're going to miss you A through Z.
Right. All of you guys.
Yeah.
Shush, you guys. We're going to go. Shush, you guys. You got to see the mad side of Mad Dog if you. We've got a curfew. We can't just keep talking to you. If you talk to us, we're from New Zealand. If someone talks to us, we talk back. We're not Londoners. We don't ignore you. What we're saying is... Okay, let's go back. Let's pretend we're not so annoyed by the audience. So look bad on camera. We've got a special relationship with you.
Oh, we've had such a wonderful night with you guys, London. Sounded patronising. Can't use that either.
But, the next time we play to another audience, they'll be our main audience. And you'll be a long-forgotten memory. And that's sad to us, because you are special.